What has been happening in South Africa on the ground is that we've been seeing a spike in protests, which have degenerated into a looting spree and a lot of incidents of malicious damage to property.
This protest is happening because former President Jacob Zuma was sentenced. What do the protesters say? Do they believe that he should not have been sent to jail?
Although there's a faction of people who are for the rule of law and say he's in prison or in contempt of a court. Now, what we have, it is now an unrest about the deep inequalities in South Africa, particularly poverty amongst the black people.
Should we expect more protests on Wednesday?
I mean, from what we've been getting from our media sources is that the protesters said they will not stop protesting. But also, on the other hand, our government has sought the assistance of the South African National Defence Force to assist our South African police services to enforce the law and ensure that the looting sprees come to a cul-de-sac. So at this moment, really, a lot of shopping centres in around the country have been beat up in terms of security, although we have seen scores and scores of damages, especially in the province of Gauteng and the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
I read a tweet by Mr. Malema of the Economic Freedom Fighters, and he says that no member of the South African Defense Forces should be deployed to quell the ongoing unrest. But some would say that what about the looting that is taking place in the streets?
From a human rights law perspective, right, the concern is that our South African National Defence Force are not trained to deal with issues of crowd management. So the worry is that what happens in a situation where our South African National Defence Force members become overhanded and in the process of trying to assist the police to carry out their duties, then they end up transgressing some of the fundamental constitutional rights that we have in our constitution, such as the right to be free from inhumane and degrading punishment. So I think the tweet was a caution to that, to say we are not confident that our South African National Defence Force are properly trained to deal with issues of crowd management. So I don't know if you have seen like the images and you have seen the pictures. You would have seen that with the police and the municipal police force, what they've been using to disperse the crowds, it's some of the less lethal force, which is, you know, lawful, such as the use of tear gas canisters and such as the use of rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. But if you've seen the images of the South African National Defence Force, all of them were equipped with, I'm not really a gun specialist, but from prima facie view, I can just say AK-47s, and all of them look like they loaded with live ammunition. So